Welcome to the Rusty Mango Design Website Marketing Podcast. This show is designed to help website owners transform their sites into effective marketing tools. Here is your host, Greg Provians.
Hello and welcome to the Rusty Mango Design Website Marketing Podcast. I am your host, Greg Provians, and you are a keen, enthusiastic website owner who wants to give that website of yours a good old-fashioned kick in the pants and start grabbing some of that market share that is lacking at the moment. A big wave to those members of the Small Business Big Marketing Forum who have inspired me to get back behind the podcasting microphone. I haven't put out a podcast for about 9 months now, and it's great to be back on the airwaves as such. Today, we're going to be talking about social media and what is best for your business. There's so many different types. What will suit your particular line of business? Some people still think that social media is just a fad. The number's dwindling, but some people still think that way. It's not. Social media will evolve. And as a business, you've got to be crazy not to incorporate some form of social media into your marketing strategy. But which one is suitable? There's so many of them. There's the big ones, which we'll talk about today, but there's also little minor ones that are creeping their way through. You've got to keep abreast of these things. Get onto podcasts, get onto blogs, and make sure that you're looking at social media that will benefit you. You could take an all bases attitude and cover each one, but if you're flying solo, just like me, you can't do that. It takes a huge chunk of your time away from the key roles in your business. So you probably need to focus and see which social media is going to match up best with you. So let's have a look at the big five, as I call them. Okay, the first one obviously is going to be Facebook, the big daddy, the huge behemoth that is Facebook. Facebook is great for socially engaging with your customers, and it can be used in really effective ways to market your business and to also study your potential clients. For example, Black Milk Clothing, Timbo Reed's brought these guys onto his podcast. They use their Facebook page as an integral part of their strategy for gathering information about their clients, what they're wearing, and what they want to wear. What should Black Milk Clothing bring out in the future? Check it out. Even if you're not interested in leggings, it's a great study in how social media can be used to really push a brand to the forefront of its industry. If your client is generally a business-to-business sort of relationship, you probably won't have much use for Facebook. I mean, you could, all right, but there's other options that are more suitable for business to business. Facebook is very much suited to those people who want to provide a personal service from a business to an actual person, and for any type of business or organization that requires some form of social interaction. Our second social media, Twitter, the 140 character giant that just keeps getting better and better. I love Twitter. I love getting on there and reading comments all the time. Twitter allows you to generate news updates about your business or provide links to your clients. It allows you to share things that other people have said, and you can tailor your particular Twitter account by being selective, of course. You can tailor it towards the industry that you want to target. It's great for establishing yourself as an expert in a field and a key personal influence. Over in the US, there's a lady called Stephanie Sullivan. She's a leading web programmer and a huge advocate of the online world. She uses Twitter regularly to post news, her latest information, her upcoming events. And through these consistent quality tweets, she's managed to garner a huge following of thousands. What's come from that? Well, Stephanie has allowed herself to become such a key person in Twitter, a KPI, key person of influence for her industry through Twitter, that she's actually a very much sought after keynote speaker at conferences around the world. And if you follow her on Twitter, you'll see exactly how busy she is. Twitter, what's it good for? It's good for solo operators and for businesses. Just remember, 140 characters, you can't paste up huge amounts, but people don't want to digest huge diatribes on pages. 140 characters, if it's used cleverly, will get your message across every time. Third social media we're looking at, Google Plus. Everyone thought Google Plus might turn into a bit of a MySpace and disappear, but unfortunately, fortunately, it's backed up by Google. one of the biggest companies in the world. They are not going to let it fail without a huge fight. All right. And it's still growing. It's not exactly going away. It's still growing as people work out how to use it effectively in their businesses and also for communicating between professionals. Being able to group your clients into your business circle sets it apart from Facebook. When you put something on Facebook on your business page, it goes out to everyone. But with Google Plus, you can balance your personal and your business pages by the use of these circles. If you haven't been on Google Plus, go and check it out. You can send messages out just to your business circle, or you can send it out to your friend circle, or you might say this person is business and friends. It doesn't have the same magnitude of users as Facebook, but it is growing every day. Like I said, it's backed by one of the biggest companies in the world, so it won't disappear in a hurry, so it's worth having a look. It also integrates beautifully with Google Hangouts if you're interested. Businesses who need to get on with other professionals businesses who need to network with other professionals are probably best suited to have a go at Google+. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is generally known as the professionals network, and it allows businesses to link to other individuals that come from a variety of fields. For example, on my LinkedIn profile, I've linked to a number of my clients, but the real value for me comes from links to mutually beneficial professionals that support what I do as a web designer. So people like copywriters, printers, business coaches and the like. It can be a little bit slow to build up a following on LinkedIn, but there's a bit of a snowball effect. Once you've got one person, then you'll get two, and then you get four, and then you get 16. It builds up because you'll be able to see those people that you're linked to. You'll be able to see who they're linked to as well and work out whether you want to join them and bring them into your network. It's suitable for all types of businesses once that initial network is established, and it's just the thing for business-to-business network. Right, I said five. What else is there? We've covered Facebook, we've covered Twitter, we've covered Google+, and we've covered LinkedIn. One thing that a lot of people, one social media a lot of people discount is YouTube, the power of video. The videos on YouTube all have a commenting system that you can, as a business owner or as a channel provider on YouTube, you can converse with your customers. You don't believe me? Go and have a look at Gary Vaynerchuk's site at Wine Library TV. He uses that to great effect to talk about his product and to converse with his potential customers and drive people through the door. If you haven't read his book, Crush It, I suggest you go and get it today, followed up by his other book, which I'm reading at the moment, called Jab, 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 Right Hook. They all talk about using social media, and in specific in this case, he talks a lot about using YouTube to drive people into his business, and you could probably use that as well. In conclusion to my podcast today, I just want to say there's one question that you need to ask before signing on to any social media for your business. And that question you need to ask is this: what is your ideal client using? Now, after you've listened to this podcast, you probably have a good idea if you know your clients very well. If you don't, well, the simple step you could undertake is next time you interact with one of your clients, just throw that question in. What social media are you on, and would you be interested in following me on that particular platform? You could also, as you sign up a new client, you could put that into your new inquiry sheet. You could say, what sort of platform or what sort of social media do you use when you're interacting online? It can't be ignored, people. Social media should not be ignored. It's got far too many benefits, and it can help to drive your business up to the next level in its marketing effectiveness. So you need to have a look at social medias today. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to the Rusty Mango Design website marketing podcast. I'll be back in the very near future with another podcast. I intend to bring these out every month. If you would like more marketing goodness, head over to my marketing page on rustymangodesign.com.au. I've put my blog post there. I'll put the show notes there if you'd like to read over them again. Feel free to send me a comment about what you've heard on the podcast and your views on social media. I look forward to your company next time. See you then.
You've been listening to another podcast in the website marketing series from Rusty Mango Design. For more information about what we can do for your website, visit rustymangodesign.com.au.